Is this not good for you guys, ladies?
This one working?
Just hold our breath for 10 minutes.
You don't like the tight?
A little tight for me, man.
We'll make it work. We'll knock a wall down.
Starters for 9?
Luke, Kevin, Damian, Nick, and Kurt. Okay.
Delonte playing?
Delonte's going to play. Earl is 98% not playing, and Wheezy's 98% not playing. Jeff Green's questionable. I haven't talked to Jeff yet. He might not play.
What's going on?
His knees were a little. He's probably going to play, but his knees were a little sore. So we started thinking maybe give him today and tomorrow off. But I don't think he wants to. But I'm going to wait and see after he warms up. But he's the only other one that might we might shut down.
Still one more night of auditioning.
Yeah, I mean for sure, probably two, but different. I don't think not looking to play as many people, and you know more. Focusing on groupings together now, just seeing what it looks like. And a little bit, excuse me, Wheezy not going kind of changes things. He's played big minutes again. He's a little tired. In a perfect world, I would have played him today. Mm-hmm. So that kind of undoes a little bit of what we were saying. You know, like I was looking to play, you know, pretty much have him or Nick on the floor the entire game. So we're not going to get a chance to do that, obviously. But so it becomes a little bit more of an audition and a little bit less tightening it up than I originally intended. But that's the way it is.
We pick up some of those minutes of the floor tonight.
Johan and possibly Jeff. Johan for sure. Maybe even a little bit of Kurt. Like we might play Kurt with Robert or... If Kurt and Johan were in, I don't know who you'd call what, but if Nick's shin isn't bothering him, Nick will play more than 24. If Jeff is okay, he might get a few minutes, and Johan will definitely get minutes at 4.
We didn't see more of Jeff at the 4 a little bit?
No, I don't think so because of Nick, and we'd have to be playing more small to do it. Yeah. I mean, I know it could be a good thing. You know, I mean, it's one of these. It's going to be both ways all year. They're going to have trouble guarding Jeff, mm-hmm. for sure. Most of the fours in this league, but the big fours are going to be a handful for Jeff. As strong as Jeff is, the big fours are going to be a handful for him. But the bigger issue is not whether Jeff could play 4. Again, some nights that's going to be a good matchup for us, but it's what do we do? You know, that's the position where I already don't have enough minutes for two guys. So, I mean, unless we... made the decision to not play big at 5, mm-hmm. and then be able to have Nick and Wheezy on the floor together a lot, then that would open up some minutes at 4 for Jeff. But I think we're a ways away from going there. So,
can you talk a little bit about any of the pressure that Kevin might be feeling, being kind of he's kind of the virtual number one pick now that Greg's out for the season.
Yeah.
What's it like for a 19-year-old to be carrying all that on his shoulders?
I don't.
Kind of brand new team?
I don't know. To be honest with you, I think he. I mean, I think he's used to it. Whether he was the number one pick or the number two pick, when you win every award there is to win in college, and you have all the expectations, and you get to go to camp with USA Basketball and the whole thing. To me, it's just one thing after the other. He was expected to do this at Texas. He was expected to be us in summer league and then be USA. I just think that's something he's going to deal with basically his entire career. Hopefully, unless he. Is not the player everybody thinks he is. It's just something that he's had to deal with throughout his career and is going to continue to have to deal with it. So, it's probably business as usual. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't affect him, and I'm not saying it's not an easy, a hard thing for a 19-year-old, but he's been doing it for a long time. I mean, he's been an expectation guy, for a while. So, it's something he is getting used to or is used to already. I don't know which.
Interesting thing about tonight is that, he's going up against Yao, and Yao, of course, was number one 5 years ago and had so much pressure coming in for so many reasons. But he was a little older and had a little more professional experience coming in. I'm curious your thoughts about what's it like pushing these kids into this incredible role of, being 19 and looking to build a team on their shoulders. And
we're not looking to build a team on his shoulders. I think ultimately he will be, I think ultimately he and Jeff, maybe the face of the franchise, but right now they're not. I mean, they're not going to carry us. They're not expected to carry us. I mean, they're important pieces, but the other guys are equally important or more important, particularly the returning guys. I mean, You know, we need Nick and Wheezy and Luke. You know, we need those guys to step up and give us some kind of foundation before we worry about what the rookies are going to be able to give us. So.